Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Hospitality Design Show in Las Vegas, and I'm in the Brenton's booth, and I'm with Don Coates, who's the managing director. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. A bit tired. Yeah. Been a long day.
Yeah, we're at the end of the first day. It's good to be with you. You're actually known as the turnaround guy for Brenton's. Brenton's, as most people know, went through some financial difficulties, was a family-owned company, 235 years old. The family actually hired you, and things weren't going well financially, and you went and found the Carlyle Group as a private equity firm to come in and rescue the company. Is that right?
Yeah, that's just about it. It's a kind of short version. It's a complicated story, but that's the essence of it. Carlyle came in. The business had run out of money. It had been hard hit by the financial downturn. Some mistakes had been made over the last decade, I would say, after a very successful couple of hundred years running the business. So we needed to find a good owner who was prepared to invest in the future of the business. And having found an owner who's prepared to back the business, I would say the turnaround has been a great success, but I would say it's been very much a team effort. There's a great team of people at Brenton's who love the product, love the business. And although we went through a financial difficulty, you know, we never stopped making carpet. We never stopped looking after our customers. What we've been doing is sorting out our financial problems, our cost base, and getting our people focused in terms of delivering profitable projects. And that's why the business today is in good shape. We're investing in our factories. We're investing in new design collections you're seeing here today. Wonderful stuff. And I think we've won round one of this turnaround now, and we're trying to grow the business.
Yeah. Well, you're right here in the center of the show. Let's just, for those people who don't know, Axminster carpet is a woven carpet, and it's, I guess, the majority of it is used in hospitality because it lasts a lot longer than either tufted or printed carpet, right?
That's correct, yes. Very hard wearing.
Yeah. So it costs a little bit more up front, but if you do a life cycle analysis, it's easy to justify the little bit more upfront cost to buy a woven Axminster product, right?
You got a job in sales, Cap. We'll hire you. That's exactly what we keep saying to our clients. Yeah. And it's true, of course. And also, the other advantage of woven is that all the options it gives you in terms of design, you can create, I mean, a painting on the floor, as the guys say here. I mean, really wonderful, original, creative designs. The designers love it. It's a wonderful medium to work in.
Actually, if you talk to the tufting machine companies, every time they sell a machine, this will make a product that looks just like a woven, right?
Well, woven's the standard, yeah. Clearly.
You know, one of the things, too, that's interesting to point out, we talk about woven, we talk about these different price points. We're here in Vegas now. When you go to all of these casinos, these major properties here, it's all Axminster carpeted.
That's correct. As far as I'm aware, Axminster is still the product of choice for the casinos.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your manufacturing facilities. I think you have plants in the UK, where your home base, in Portugal and India, right?
That's correct. We've got four factories in total, two in the UK, a yarn spinning operation as well as a weaving operation, then a weaving operation in Portugal, and then we have an integrated spinning and weaving operation.
And when we talk about market share for Axminster, you're the global leader, aren't you?
Yes. I mean, hard to get really hard facts on that, but we know there's a long tail of very small weavers, but pretty much Brenton's would be the market leader. I wouldn't want to put a percentage on it, but we'd be the most significant player. And then there's three or four others who you probably know that are all pretty much similar shares.
So I'm sure you probably read that Jim Collins' Good into Great book as far as getting the right people on the bus and in the right chair, and that's kind of what you've been doing, isn't it?
Very much so, yes. And I guess the real pleasure for me has been that in every instance, the right people have all come from within the business, although the old management have pretty much left the business as a consequence of the turnaround. The new management today are all Brenton's homegrown people, younger, enthusiastic, very engaged in the business, and that's actually made it very easy for me as a non-carpet guy coming in to try and get the rest of the organization engaged, because I'm surrounded by experts, which makes the job easy.
Well, let's talk briefly about your background. Before you got hired by the family to take over as managing director of Brenton's, what were you doing?
I was CEO of a paper and packaging group, a listed business actually on the London Junior stock market called AIM. And prior to that, I spent about 20 years in the pulp and paper sector. I ran a European paper business that was a division of a multinational. So pulp and paper manufacturing have been my background. I've spent my career selling commodities. And so coming into this business, when I see the kind of products that we're selling here, which are absolutely not commodities, they're beautiful, unique, they're discreet, bespoke products for customers. I've tried to persuade our guys that the one thing we shouldn't do is sell these as commodities because they're wonderful, beautiful products. Very exciting.
And I think that's probably been part of the turnaround, isn't it? You're focusing on profitability and not chasing revenue, right?
Yes. I mean, I think that, of course, volume is important in our business. You need to get a certain level of capacity filling your business. But in essence, you know, a lot of the turnaround has been about changing the thinking, the business to more commercial thinking. And while every project is different, it is down to our salespeople to come up with an offering that reflects the value that we're bringing, not just in terms of the beautiful carpet, but it's about the whole project delivery, which is a key part of what the Brinton's proposition is about. It's service, if you like. So, yeah, I think the thinking's changed a lot. I guess, putting it bluntly, we're in the money-making business. Carpet-making and money-making is our business.
Yeah. Most people know these private equity firms are usually in for 6-7 years, and then they will look for an exit strategy. Any idea on what happens when Carlisle wants to move out?
For sure. They will exit at some point. It's not an immediate priority right now. We're kind of halfway through this turnaround, and there's a lot more in the tank of this business right now. And I guess, you know, Carlisle ultimately will want to exit at an optimum period when there's still something more in it. But I would say that the future for Brinton's is to be a much more profitable business. And so any exit will be a much happier situation than the kind of distressed situation that we went through 18 months ago.
Okay, Don, well, it's great to spend time with you again. We've been talking to Don Coates, who's Managing Director of Brinton's, and you've been listening to Kiphar and FloridaDaily.net.